Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
We're going to spin the roulette wheel. Lots of messages coming in this morning. Is it because of the warm weather?
Maybe. Everybody's feeling it?
It's text roulette.
Uh-huh.
Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. It's like we just wrapped up the last text roulette and now we're spinning the wheel.
Everybody needs some help and you can offer that help in text roulette.
Let's brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
19.
All right, all right.
19. Let's do it.
Here we go.
Yes, you can text your questions in 414-432-1099 anytime. It could be during our show, could be later on this afternoon. We'll get it maybe tomorrow and we could land on yours.
This is a kind of financial question also tied to a relationship.
All right.
We got behind on our mortgage and ended up having the mortgage company say the dreaded words, foreclosure. My other half has not worked in quite some time, and I did not tell him how far behind we were. Now he is saying all of this is my fault. I have been the one trying to keep everything together. How do I get him to see that it's not my fault?
But the texter is the one who makes the payments.
Because
that
they've been
side.
The one
they're handling
working.
That. Oh, okay. They've been working.
And it
too.
Sounds like they've been under a lot of pressure, and it's completely understandable that right now you're feeling overwhelmed.
Absolutely.
And alone in this.
And you have typically, what, like 4 months before the bank says, hey, we're going to start this. So this has been going on. It's not like it just started. It didn't
I
think it's like 4 months.
You have a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Look, it's important to acknowledge your role in this, but you don't have to own all of it.
Absolutely.
And
not.
Maybe reframe the situation that it's us instead of a me problem. And look, when things hit the fan like that, there's fear and there's love in all conversations. And this sounds like it's naturally very fear-based, which is why people are getting defensive and people are blaming. But
yeah,
look,
right.
Time is ticking right now and it's wasted energy to be spent on who messed up.
And
you need to look at how the heck are we going to get out of this and move forward.
Instead of saying, what are we going to do? Well, no, we need to have a plan now to do this.
Because the past is in the past.
What happened has happened. You can't change the past. Let's change things moving forward, and let's move past this.
We're both in this.
We
need to figure out a way to move fast and get out of this forever.
Mixed Family, what would you say? 414-432-1099. You can call in and let us know. Maybe you've been through this. Maybe you're somebody who works in a bank, works with loans. Can you help out in any ways? Is there any advice you can give?
Yeah, what is the advice you can give for this family that is now going through this, that they've gotten behind on the mortgage? He hasn't been working. She has been. She wasn't forthcoming with how behind they were. Again, probably out of fear and stress. He's now blaming her. And there needs to be some ownership in this a little bit. There needs to be some ownership. It's like, okay, yes, they haven't been working, but yet perhaps...
What can I do to help out here?
Yes. And how can they move forward? I mean, you've been under a lot of stress. You've been doing all this on your own.
Is there a garage sale to have?
Exactly. Can you sell things online?
Some way to make money.
Is there ways you can cut back on things that you've been spending money on? And you also should say, look, I need your support right now, not your blame. Even if the blame may or may not be warranted, it's not going to do anything.
Yeah, and so...
But accountability is huge.
Yep, and if you show the bank you're going to try and you're going to get a plan in place, I would think that that would be very helpful. How do you do that? Well, maybe mixed family, maybe you can help us out. Anybody work in the home loans, the mortgage departments, or if you're just in banking in general, do you have any advice? You can remain anonymous, too, when you call in and say, hey, look, this is the deal. This is what maybe you should do as step number one.
All right, we're going to get to your calls here. We've got Maya on line number one. Maya, what would you say for this mixed listener? Basically, they got behind on their mortgage. Now they are headed in foreclosure. The other half, he's not working. He's blaming her. The advice is, or him, I don't know if it's a male or female. How do I get him to see that it's not all my fault? What advice do you have for this mixed listener?
Well, I can sympathize. I went through the exact same thing.
Okay.
I went through a lot. I lost my job and then got into a car accident and a whole...
Life was doing you nasty hands, that's for sure.
It was.
Yeah.
And I was like her. I didn't have a partner.
Again, we don't know if it's a her. It could be a him. Right. Just saying.
I didn't have a partner either. I bought my house on my own.
It was all on you. Okay.
Yeah. But I would like to let her know, or them know, that it is not 100%, like, it's not over. If their partner is now on board and they get a plan, they can still call the bank. And usually they can not settle, like, as in, like, okay, their house is gone,
mm-hmm.
but they can make, like, a single payment in good faith.
Okay, is that what you did? Is that something that the steps you took?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, and Maya, how did that make you feel, though, to be in that situation and hear the words foreclosure? I mean, how did you get out of that? What did you tell yourself mentally?
I can't lose this house. Because otherwise, I was straight up going to be homeless. I bought my house at 24. I had just graduated college, you know, so it was...
That must have been so hard for you to hear that.
It was. And I am a person that I won't tell anybody I'm struggling. I won't...
You keep it inside. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what did you do to make that first payment? Did you start selling things? Did you work extra? What happened?
I got a second job.
Okay.
And again, it's easier if now that partner is on board. But I worked 3 years, almost 24 hours a day. Because I would work... it was rough.
You do what you got to do, though. You do what you got to do. Because
exactly.
Like you said, if you can call the bank and, you know, declare hardship perhaps and try to come up with a plan. There's people that are out there. They're professionals to help you through this. You're saying don't just throw in the towel. Don't give up. But come up with a plan.
Yes, that plan is really important. Like, don't call the bank and be like, oh, my goodness, like, I don't know what to do.
Have a plan in place and tell them.
Yeah.
Okay. And it took you said it took you three years. Are you still in the house that you bought, the one you fought for? Yeah.
You are.
Good.
Oh my gosh, Maya.
It's going on 15 years now, about
close enough.
12 years.
Maya,
yeah.
That is incredible. Thank you so much for calling in and helping this mixed listener not feel alone, but offering a solution.
Show it can be done.
Yes, absolutely appreciate it because you're not shaming. There's not judgment. Circumstances happen in life like you talked about. Thank you so much for the call. Again, it's 414-432-1099. You can call in or you can send in a message to the Side and Unlimited text line. Focus on solutions is what needs to happen here. And really, I want to mention one of the companies that we partner with here at the radio station, Savalia Financial Advisors out there in Oak Creek. I mean, I've been working with them now, I think, for 18 years on all kinds of financial advice. They're there to help. no judgment. If you feel like you need to reach out to somebody, it's a company you can trust. Maybe there's a loan modification or a refinancing you can do. But we are going to take more of your calls here. We're going to get to some commercials and try to help out this mixed listener coming up.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Going on.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
People helping people. That's what Tex Roulette is this morning on
Mixed
the
family,
show.
Wrapping their arms around each other.
We've got Joe on line number one, who's been through a similar situation with he and his wife heard this question while in the car. He felt compelled to call in. And in case you missed it, the mixed listeners sent in that their house is going into foreclosure. Their other half, he hasn't been working. The mixed listener hasn't been honest about what's been going on with the payments, and now he's blaming them. They're trying to figure out, how do I get him see it's not entirely their fault, but also, how do they get out of this mess that, unfortunately, they're in right now? Joe, what's been your experience?
So, for us, we purchased back in 2021, and it was kind of in the height of COVID,
okay,
and a bunch of layoffs went around. When we lost work, we fell behind on our mortgage as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I was making all the wrong choices. I was pulling out credit cards. I was trying to do whatever I could to not spend money at the time to apply it. And I just dug a deeper hole. But depending on the circumstances around the foreclosure or whatever got you behind, there are different programs, especially in Wisconsin, that can help. So for COVID-related issues, there are incentives through the state. There's wisconsinhelps.com or .gov, and they'll go through whatever your specific situation is and find the best means to assist you in getting back on track with your mortgage, your home, and whatever the problem is.
So, Joe, you said you bought your house in 2021. When did all of a sudden things start spiraling for you?
Probably halfway through 2022.
Okay, so like barely a year into the house, and you're like, oh my gosh, this is hitting me hard here.
Yeah.
I'd made it through the first year, and then about 3 months in, my office closed. So then the income wasn't matching, you know, my payments.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And all of 22 was a slow decline in falling behind. And then by 2023, it was just trying to keep my head above water.
And exactly. And it can be overwhelming. I mean, you could just hear it in your voice. It was overwhelming for you. And you felt like, oh my gosh, the boat is taking on more and more water. We have no life vest. We can't get out of this. But how did you and your wife, how did you look at each other, and what pulled you through that hard time?
We both knew what was going on. It wasn't a huge surprise.
Okay.
So that's why when we heard on the radio that they weren't forthcoming with what was going on, that was a huge red flag, because your partner can't help you if they don't know what's happening.
That is true,
yep.
But again,
yep,
that's in the past
that's
now.
In the past.
Like,
we got
to
so now
look forward.
Yep, yep. Right now, I would suggest that the partner, you know, finds employment, but then together they need to be, like I said, wisconsinhelps.com or .gov,
Okay.
Yeah, and we also have a text, Joe, that came in just letting you know banks do not like foreclosures. They would prefer to work with you. Yeah, banks don't want to be taking on more property because then, you know,
That's a pain for them.
That's a pain for them, and that's a more expenditure. They want you to keep that money going, so hopefully they can look into this. And like you mentioned, that website, maybe they can work with with that. Our texter can work with that and hopefully stay in their house and get back on track.
Get back on track. But, Joe, it sounds like what you're saying, though, it takes honest communication, and that sometimes means taking accountability, not blame game. Somebody's got to try to be the hero in this relationship and not point fingers in order to get through this meth and come up with a plan.
Communication and teamwork. That's what it'll come down to.
That's what it's going to come down to. The finger pointing and right fighting is not going to move you out of this situation.
Got to work together on this. Joe, are things looking better now?
Yeah. So the way it worked out was we got our own rep. Let them know what happened. You fill out a bunch of paperwork, obviously. Mm-hmm. But then they, depending on the amount you're behind, there's brackets for how far behind you are to put you into a plan where they either give a loan or, a repayment plan, but they can cover you for a certain period of time so that you can get back on your feet and then get caught up. So after a year of on time in full payments, then they sign off on everything. They back out, file out, and then you're back onto your regular monthly mortgage. So we're back on our regular payment plan.
Okay. Yeah, way, Joe!
Joe, you are inspiring to those that are going through a tough time, and these are the questions that aren't easy to bring up and say to other people, but it's important to share because look what happened. Your problem is now becoming somebody else's playbook. And I hope you can take some pride in that you guys were able to work together and get through this. And that's our hope for this mixed listener. So thank you for taking the time. You heard it this morning with your wife and you're like, I got to call in. And we're glad that you did.
Yep. Of course.
Thank you. And continued, good luck to you both as you work through this situation.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
And we also have a call here that says on the text line here, might be too late on the bank front, but can't hurt to check. Have a conversation with partner where they can maybe work remotely and participate with finances and hopefully move forward with this. Thanks to everybody who's chiming in on this to help out the mixed listener. We're going to send the audio back to them through the Siding Unlimited text line. What's your question? Are we going to read yours next on the air? It's 414-432-1099.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.